Hello there, my name is Grace and you're welcome to Healthy Relationship. How are you today? No matter what you're going through, it is well with your soul. You're going to come out stronger and better in Jesus' name. So today, I'm going to share on handling third-party temptation in relationship. Yes, handling third-party temptation in relationship. When I mean third-party temptation in relationship, I'm talking about someone trying to tempt you to fall for him or her, despite he or she knows you are engaged or married to someone else. So that person is a third party. Okay, I want you to know that temptation is a part of life. Jesus was even tempted. So get ready for temptation. It is not a sin to be tempted, but falling for it is where the issue is. It is not a sin to be tempted. Falling for temptation is where the problem lies. Temptation abounds everywhere. Where we live, our workplace, even the place you least expect. So some temptations comes with blackmail. So you need to be wise and smart. Temptation has a way of putting your true character to test. Look at the life of Joseph. He was tested by his master's wife. So who you are will come out so glaring in the period of temptation. And it has been said over time, and it is still valid, that honesty is the best policy. Honesty is the best policy. Faithfulness is a great virtue. Don't be secretive to your partner, because there are times that it will be your words against that of the tempter. So you need to have an accountability partner. When I mean accountability partner, I mean someone who can call you to order when you are derailing, when you are misbehaving, when you are trying to compromise. Somebody who can look you eye to eye and tell you, hey guy, you are going wrong there. You are missing your step. Set boundary to closeness to third party of opposite sex. Set boundaries to closeness to third party of the opposite sex. Have principles and let's abide by those principles. Don't compromise. Understand what you stand to lose when you succumb to temptation. You need to ask yourself, is it really worth it if I fall for this temptation or this sexual fantasy? And you need to learn to respect your partner and your relationship. That way you are respecting yourself. Place value on you. Learn to say no and mean it. Don't hide your thoughts and temptations from your partner. You are a team, so face it together. If he or she loves you deeply, he or she needs to believe you, even if the tempter is his or her close friend. So I want to encourage you to have sexual values and morals. Watch your associations and friends. Your friends will influence your lifestyle and beliefs. Some friends may feel there's nothing in double dates, there's nothing wrong. If you are friends to those kind of people, then that means you'll be going their way. Lastly, I want to encourage you to be disciplined. I want to ask you, do you fall for anything in skirts? Or anything tall, dark, and handsome guy. Do you understand? So you need to set value what you want. If you've gotten what you want, be faithful, be straightforward. It is well with your soul. And I pray for you, the Lord will strengthen you, the Lord will help you to be able to stand, to set right principles, and to stand by them. It is well with your soul.